because he's a man.
What up, everybody? T-Black, shut the fuck up. What up, everybody? Welcome back to another One Tree Hill. We got ourselves the round table as usual. We should give ourselves a freaking stable name besides One Tree Hill. Or we're just called the One Tree Hill. I guess we're just called the One Tree Hill.
By the Negroes of Destruction.
The Negroes of Destruction?
Yes, sir.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that. Puerto Ricans are essentially black people, too, so I'm all for it.
Well, let's not get crazy here. this includes everybody except Joshua. I'm sorry, Joshua. You cannot be part of the Negroes.
Josh is our manager.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. Negroes of Destruction
I'm your Jim Cornette.
He's our Zeb Colton.
He's our Zeb Colton, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So, D-Black, you have the task of making every single one of us in your game and calling us the Negro of Destruction.
We're just one
black man.
Yeah, the Negro.
we all combine together to form a black man.
I need to download Travis.
Our powers combined. I am Negro.
So
Negro.
On this special episode, which I felt like should be a whole thing by itself, we are going to talk about the topic that we talked about a couple episodes back: top finishing moves.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Today,
I don't even know I have.
Yo, I got a list that goes on for a while.
I have a lot. Yeah, so I don't want it to.
I should have made a list, nigga.
This is why we got a lot of time for this one. All right, so on our table we got D-Black, Josh, Tony Centrino, Manny, Trav, and Rex McInnes.
Yep,
that was real fast.
It's Rex McInnes.
Rex, are you even here, dog? I just see you smugging me.
Yeah.
Oh, you can see me? Oh, fuck. No.
I see a picture.
I was like, oh, shit.
You guys can see me? Like, oh, my God. Okay,
I got
from my head.
I didn't see a picture of you. He was in Bone Town.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, him and D-Black play that competitively.
They just ripped the skin off.
They play competitive Bone Town.
That's disgusting.
Nigga.
Well, anyway, speaking of another,
if you don't know what Bone Town is, show it to your mama.
Ooh, don't show it to your mama. But Bone Town should be a finishing move for somebody. I'm pretty sure it is.
Fucking Viscera. There you go. Viscera should have used the Bone Town.
Yo, that could have been Val Venus's finisher.
It could have. You see right
Bone
there.
Town.
Bring back Val Venus, we'll give him the Bone Town. So our top finishing moves today, ladies and gentlemen, and I know I put you guys on the spot, but that's what I like to do, just come out of nowhere. Whoever is going last, you pretty much have the most time to think. So
last. That's me.
No, I'm doing this like my mother told me to pick the very best one, and you are it. Joshua, you're going to be the first one discussing your top finishing moves.
Like top three, top five, top 20.
And you want to go, you guys want to go five?
Three.
He's gonna steal my first. He's gonna steal my number one finisher.
Okay.
There's so many fucking finishers. The holy shit.
We'll go three.
Three.
Okay.
Yeah.
I in no particular order. I'll just start with the like you say best finishers comes to my mind right away. The fucking Canadian Destroyer. The fucking Canadian Destroyer.
I was going to go with that.
Forgot about that move.
Oh, shit. And God damn!
And if you guys haven't seen the Canadian Destroyer, ladies and gentlemen, please YouTube
it right
now. It's
a front flip pile driver.
It is amazing.
No, it's probably one of the best moves ever.
I can.
There's so. Oh my God, the Canadian dude! What the fuck? There's so many moves.
I'm sorry.
Second will be the Mexican Destroyer.
Chicano killer, man.
Hey, fuck you, man. You know where I'm from, Hans? I'm from
Mexico.
Wheeling.
Wheeling. Bitch ass Wheeling.
I'm from Wheeling's a nice place. Fuck you.
Hey, you haven't invited me to Wheeling, so I don't give a fuck. Fuck you and Wheeling.
I did, and you said, I can't be seen with minors. I'm like, I'm 21, dude.
That's minor to me. All right, continue.
The number two is... the fucking ankle lock I fucking always marked out
for.
Mm-hmm. The ankle lock when, because when the cool thing about the ankle lock is when
okay, so Ken Shamrock's ankle lock or Kurt Angle's ankle?
Ooh, no, when Kurt Angle did it, he
or Jack Swagger's.
The look on his face that would fuck you, Jack Swagger.
He would. The thing is, Angle would reverse. Anything was reversible to the ankle lock for him.
Yeah. Exactly. When he did the ankle lock, you like, this motherfucker is really trying to tear this man's ankle off. Yeah. Like,
ask Scotty too hot, you need.
Oh, okay. I remember that. Kurt Angle is the bald guy. Scotty Too Hotty is the not so bald guy. Come on, get with the program. And then, yeah, the ankle lock is a shit. And then a note. And then, honestly, this deserves a mention because of the theatrics and the, what it means when you get hit with this. The fucking sweet chin music.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
The best example of this is a la Shelton Benjamin, which is one of the coolest fucking things ever. Honorable mention to the RKO because Randy Orton pulls it out of his ass everywhere. And if you don't want to say RKO, we can just call it the Diamond Cutter.
Yes.
No, they do not look the same. But yeah.
No, because the Diamond Cutter that was legitimately coming out of nowhere because he could be setting up like a power slam or like a gorilla press, and then all of a sudden, oh, it's the Diamond Cutter.
Ooh! Like, shout out to The Rock selling the Stone Cold the Rock Stunner.
Yes. Yeah. Just a sell, not the move. Just the rock sell.
Yeah, I think that, dude. I could go on forever, dude.
Well, seriously, come on, just go on. Ahead. Go to something. You got one. You didn't say number one. You just said honorable mentions.
No, I said in.
No, he did say number one.
No particular order. He said in no particular order, and then he named off some moves. Nigga, keep up.
Oh well, I'm sorry, motherfucker.
God, sweet chin music of Sheldon Benjamin. I'm watching that. That's unfair. That's unreal.
One more I'll give you is one of my favorites that I always love watching. The People's Elbow. A lot of people say that's not really a move, but then
I was going to say that. Don't you notice as you get older, you realize, wow, people have been losing to a simple elbow drop.
Yeah, but then again,
it's the theatrics that make it what it is.
It was a 300-pound Samoa. Like, nigga, the sliding People's Elbow.
Yes, that is still the greatest.
On the British Bulldog, nigga.
Or the one on the fucking Undertaker where he gets up and just kicks the shit out of him. That's still one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
All right, we're going to go to our next choice here. My mother told me to pick the very best one, and you are it, Rex. What's Josh? Up, nigga? Give me three.
Yeah, I can predict the future. I knew that was going to happen. But my first one...
Hold on. Before you go, nigga, are you okay, man? Because you don't sound so...
Oh no, I'm sorry. I just been at work and it's snowing outside and I'm exhausted.
I thought you were high.
I feel you. All right, continue. Go ahead, number three.
Sorry, but like, I don't smoke weed every single day. I just don't. I can't. It's just, that's disgusting. But anyway.
Weed.
No order, but I'd say the F5.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, shit.
Oh, it's a very powerful move. And, you know, it doesn't really look like much, but the fact that you're getting, you know, you're over a nigga's head and he spins you to the side, like, you're laying.
He literally just throws you sometimes. Yeah. Like, he just throws you away.
And
Jeff Hardy had the best sell on that, by the way.
That'd hurt. So, you know, fuck a nigga who would F5 anybody, but, you know, that shit, that's some crazy
don't
shit.
Don't you just want to F5 people? Like, just grab
hell us, yeah, bro. I wish up. I could. If my, you know, I wish I could F5 my managers. Give me some more hours, bitch. You know, so I don't know if that wouldn't save me from my job, but whatever. The next one, I'd have to say Stone Cold Stunner. The reason why is because, I mean, it's a simple move, but the fact
Stone Cold Stunner. Like,
No, not because of that. But the fact that you get flicked off before you know, you're destined to die. Come on, son. That's like spit in somebody's face. Like, he's basically telling you, yo, fuck you. You're not shit. Die. Kick to the groin. You get kicked in your nuts on top of that. So you know you're going to bend over. It's not like you're just going to take that. Like, yeah, nigga, your kicks ain't shit. You're going to bend over, and you're going to take that ass whooping, and you're going to fall. And you know who had the best reaction to the Stone Cold Stunner? The Rock.
The
fucking Rock.
I thought you were going to go off the cuff and say Vince McMahon. He used to twitch on the ground with it.
Nah.
Yeah,
he just got murdered.
Like, the one time...
The one time he caught Linda McMahon with it, and she just fucked it up.
She failed. That was a horrible fall.
I say The Rock sold it the best, and then second to that was Shane O'Mac, because Shane O'Mac sold everything.
Best seller of the RKO though was Wayne Brady.
Hold on, dog. We still on
Wayne Brady.
You ain't got the answers, D Black. Second of all, we're not talking about Wayne. We're talking about Wayne Brady. So, anyway, like I said, The Rock sold it best because these niggas was drinking beer, and on top of that, he did flips and spit the beer out at the same time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But my number one pick, I have to say, oh my fucking God, the fucking jackhammer. That shit is crazy, bro. Like, just the fact Goldberg just didn't give a fuck, and the slams, the fact that you gotta, he's putting you in the air, so you gotta, like, put your feet in the air, you know, you gotta stand straight up, like a fucking needle. Then he slams you on your
back. Metal, nigga.
Nothing, nigga. And that shit, I know that shit hurt. So, I have to definitely say the jackhammer, because Goldberg didn't play that shit. He wasn't a smiley guy, he wasn't a talk too much guy, he just straight up whoop your ass. So once that jackhammer was applied to you, it was a wrap.
It was.
So, yeah, that's my three picks.
All right. There goes Rex's three picks. Damn. Rex. And now the next, Manny, your three picks, man. What's up? What's your finishing move of the day?
I think, well, one of my favorites that comes to mind instantly is Test Big Boot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which would literally come out of nowhere. Just, I don't know, there's just something about it. It was my, like, a lot of people look at the Sweet Chin Music. That was my, at the time when there was no Shawn Michaels, you know, around anymore. Mm-hmm. And he would just catch people with that randomly. I used to get hyped for that a lot. I think what would be my second one? Yeah, a lot. A yes. Lot. Mucho.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
What would be my second one? Anyway, I always like the spear. Anyone's spear. If you can just randomly. Whoa. Yeah, oh, gore. Damn. And the gore, that was another.
That's it was another, no spear, it was a gore. It was his own
just
kind
tackled
of
the shit out of you, yeah. He never grabbed you or anything, he just straight.
Yep, he ran gored into you.
Straight gore. Yeah, I always liked the spear. Like anyone's spear.
My spear?
Shout out to Verna.
Do you like my spear?
Yeah. Oh, what, the one that you tried to do on Scooby and got. Oh, no, the one that Scooby tried to do on you and you got dropkicked. He got dropkicked?
Yeah, he got dropkicked.
He got dropkicked with his stomach. That was so fucked up. What would be my number one?
The spinny thing that Cesaro does? That's your number one?
Cesaro swing, nigga?
The Cesaro swing.
Whatever. Is that a finishing move?
That's the lamest
shit. That's a signature move.
Yeah. Oh, man, that shit's lame.
He has two signature moves. He has a European uppercut.
No, head. Nigga, you have to say it right. It's the very European uppercut.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Geez, sorry.
I still can't think of one top finisher that always got to me. I would go with the ankle lock, too. I would. Yeah. That would honestly be my top one. Just because it would. Everything could be reversed. In Kurt Angle's wrestling book, everything could be reversed into an ankle lock. No matter what it was.
So we agree that Kurt Angle was the master ankle locker?
No, Ken Shamrock. Thank you. Fuck all y'all.
Ken Shamrock.
Ken Shamrock.
Master ankle locker? No. Okay, that wasn't ankle lock. I'm sorry. I was about to say.
That fucking theme, nigga.
Do you remember N64 freaking intro? And it was just like, the Titantrons were just like picture.
Yeah. WrestleMania 2000, it was just like a little nice little slideshow, and then your dude just comes out all stiff and one little taunt.
But what about the SmackDown games when niggas was like walking on the air on the Titan?
Yeah. The Titantrons thing in the background, they're just walking.
Can you queer stop sending me YouTube links? Thank you.
Hey, that's not nice. Darren Young just came out.
I don't give a damn.
They weren't supposed to know that. It didn't air yet. God.
Titus O'Neil's going to come out as straight.
It was funny because I didn't know about Ken Shamrock and all that shit before I played No Mercy and all that crap. Because I was slowly getting into the game. So when I first saw these guys, I was like, who are these guys? So by the time I did watch, I don't think Ken Shamrock was around. I think he left already.
That's like when I first started playing. When I first started playing wrestling games, the first one I played was Warzone, and at the time I didn't know Shawn Michaels in real life, so I thought that his finisher was just like he played music.
Yeah.
you would just like fucking just lose because he played music.
No, Manny, that was WrestleMania, the arcade game.
Alright.
Super finishing move.
Shawn Michaels.
Everybody loves Shawn Michaels.
Or when Shawn Michaels hits you with the fucking 20 hit combo like he normally does in wrestling matches.
Shawn Michaels.
Moggle.
So, moving on to the next guy. Sorry, Travis, what are your three?
But I thought I said I was last.
Nah, nigga, I was doing this
just
random.
Just because you called last, I mean, you going last.
Man.
He is sleep, yo. This nigga is sleep.
Nigga, I ain't sleep, though. I'm just kind of disappointed. I wanted to go last.
Boy, suck it up. Come on, man.
Yo, man.
You got this.
I got feelings, nigga. Shut up. Anyway.
Feeling ass, nigga.
Use your words.
Yo. All right, yo. I got the banana boat ready for all y'all. Keep talking. Anyway,
what that means?
It means I'm sending you back to the islands.
All right, okay, you racist motherfucker.
You damn right. Anyway, one of my favorite moves is the Dominator that Farouk used. That was the shit.
That was dope.
Yeah, and I just thought that was a really good move because. It looked like it fucking hurt. And yeah, and then I had my brother do it on me, and that shit fucking hurts.
That shit really
hurts. So, yeah. So I was like, yeah, I like that shit. And back in the days on the old SmackDown, when they first introduced the whole creative character thing, that was like my finishing move and shit. Mm. So I was like, yo, that shit's dope. Anyway, my next favorite is the Lion Tamer.
Ooh.
Oh,
because
to the back of your neck.
Ooh,
because once again, that's something that actually fucking hurts.
Yeah,
yeah. Me and my brother spent a lot of time in our youth putting each other in fucking wrestling moves, finding out which ones were real and which ones were bullshit.
How are you guys still alive if you're trying all this shit?
Skills, yo.
X used to do the exterminator.
Did you know black people can never die, Manny? That's just...
I did what?
That's not true. Look at Chef.
The Van Daminator, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I did all that.
But did you do the Van Terminator?
I did all that.
Yes, he did.
I did all that.
One bureau to the next bureau in your bedroom.
This nigga used to do the salsa splash and shit. Mm-hmm. Look like he's falling down.
D-Black knows. D-Black was there in spirit. Apparently he watched every fucking show.
Alright, and... Third move.
Let's do some thinking. Let's see. The Diamond Cutter was already since Stone Cold Stunner already taken.
You can still mention it though if you like.
You know what? Matter of fact, this shit ain't even fucking a real move because this person's not a real wrestler.
Oh my god! But can you do that? I call bullshit.
The falling elbow that Shane McMahon does when he's just flapping his arms everywhere?
No, nigga. The balling elbow drop, son.
Oh,
nigga.
Man.
What you mean, yo?
He's not even a real wrestler?
You can't do that. I call bullshit. Order in the court. Judge.
Yo, MVP is a real wrestler.
Yeah.
All right, nigga. And also,
objection.
I have to, like, co-sideline that one. It's also another move that doesn't really fucking exist, but I love when it happens. The Bloodline, nigga.
You just said the Bloodline, nigga.
For those who don't know, Sir D-Black has a character in his
youngest
series, which he should plug in,
youngest,
which people should watch, and he does
captain. Salute and make it happen.
Yes, he does this ridiculous move called the Bloodline, which I can't describe. You just have to see it yourself. Objection. Find the show. Just find the show to watch it.
Does anybody hear me say objection? Can you do that? Like, what the fuck? Overruled. You gonna allow this? Order in the court. Like, how the hell? We making up moves now? Alright. So I got a favorite move. It's called the...
Nigga, alright, if you want me to say a real fucking move for the last one... Alright, I'm gonna say a real goddamn move. I'm gonna say the clothesline from hell.
Damn it!
There you go.
All right, you happy now? You got an objection?
I thought he was gonna say basic splash because of the Usos.
Basic,
basic 80s splash.
Average splash.
No. The last one he did was actually good because he pointed, nigga.
He pointed, yeah. He
pointed to the freaking Outlaw. So I think he should do that outlaw. Every splash. Like, go and point to the camera.
He pointed. Yeah, there was one of them that he pointed to the camera.
That is fucking dope.
Which also, by the way, shows a lot of awareness of your surroundings.
Mm-hmm. Here he goes.
I mean, yeah, you can't miss a hard camera. I mean, come on.
Hey, man. Oh. That shit. You, to do that without breaking your fucking arm from landing the wrong way? Alright, I'm done, nigga. Somebody else go. Just
Tony has to go.
Actually, the Black's next.
Master Blizzak's turn? Alright, nigga. So,
ass nigga.
Alright, so I'm gonna go with some shit that fucking Josh already said, nigga, and the motherfucking Canadian Destroyer. That shit is the shit, nigga.
That shit is the shit.
If you ever seen a Canadian Destroyer.
How does that make sense?
Type in Petey Williams, Canadian Destroyer, just Canadian Destroyer. You probably type won't in find that shit
is the shit.
Yes.
It'll lead you right to the same video. It's okay.
Type in, let's nigga, see. It's too much snow. I'm about to die.
Somebody. If I have to go with another one.
This is some Day After Tomorrow shit.
If I have to go with another one, I'm going to pull one out of my ass. I'm going to say the motherfucking the Green Bay.
Is that where you keep all your moves at?
The Green
Bay. God damn.
Is that where you keep all those niggas? Is that where you keep a dictionary, actually?
Yo. The Green Bay Plunge from Mr. Kennedy, nigga.
Oh, yeah, that's dope.
So then my last one, nigga.
By the way, shout out to Ahmed Johnson with the Pearl River Plunge.
We doing shout outs now?
We always do shout outs, nigga. When you got niggas, so in shout outs.
Shout out my baby mama.
I guess my third one. Yeah, I could either go Homicide on this or I could go Hurricane Helms, nigga. But I gotta go with the motherfucking Vertebreaker / fucking Cop Killer / Gringo Killer, nigga.
Gringo.
That moves.
Bruh, is that one move?
No, he has different names. Yeah. Different names.
I was about to say, yo, that move long as shit. God, that nigga be dead by the end.
It's the Vertebrae Cop Killer Gringo Killer, nigga. Oh my god!
I wouldn't even want to watch wrestling no more. I'd be like, yo, that nigga's dead.
Nigga, do not watch Lucha Libre then.
I still haven't had a chance to watch that, but I'm gonna shut up.
That's a real move right there, boy. Nigga.
The Maestro Cradle, nigga.
If I was in Lucha Libre, I'd have a move called like Get Carajo.
I'd have one called the Gringo Killer.
I'll have mine called Capicu.
Capicu.
Wow.
No, I have a move. It's going to be called Kuliki Takati.
You going to have a Dominican gimmick?
Yes.
Madu.
Mierda.
Alright. So, who's next? Tony.
Yep. Tony Tum Tum.
That means it me?
Yeah. Yep.
Alright. So y'all didn't really call the ones that I wanted, thank God. The first one is the 3D.
Ooh, yes. Tony, that, remember Muhammad's yes, class?
Of course.
Yeah.
3D. That move was just a game changer. I mean,
Should we tell the story?
Go ahead, tell the story. Go ahead.
Story time.
Go ahead, finish it.
No, go ahead. I'm serious.
Oh, okay. Well, me and Tony in high school used to 3D girls. That sounds wrong in so many levels. But yes, we actually did that. If they were in the hallway and they're in a classroom, wherever, we would 3D the girls.
In their mouth.
In their mouth.
So,
3 dicks in their mouth.
It worked pretty simple. I was just talking to them. I was like, hey, what's up, whatever. And then when they like turn around or whatever, I do the fucking sign, you know, throw the 3D up in the air. And then Tony, from wherever the fuck he was, he'll come and then bam, we 3D that bitch. And if any of these girls are listening, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. So they were cool as hell. They didn't like bitch or complain about it anyway.
We didn't like drop them for real.
Yeah,
we carry them down gently.
Yeah.
Although although me and my buddy, we were playing a baseball game in the park, but there was like older kids playing like on the grass, so we had to play in the concrete, and we're playing baseball, and I was like, yo, let's 3D this dude, and we did, and I fucking like his chin split open because I didn't catch him right. Sweet, and I hit him with a real 3D. So that's how I know 3Ds are real.
So that kid's in a coma right now still.
Yeah, his name was Anatoly. I don't know. He might have died.
I know this. If I would have got out that coma for some weird reason, I would know Kung Fu, and I would hunt you down and you're dead.
Kill Bill style.
I felt bad, but whatever. Fuck that.
So there's this one 3D that was just freaking amazing. I still don't even know how it happened. But and this classroom is real big, and the tables were set up like a U. So the only way you could get to the front was, of course, you got to go around the tables. I'm in the front. I'm talking to one of the girls, whatever, and she turned around. Tony's all the way in the back of the classroom. And I was just talking, and then I did the symbol. He saw me, and I picked her up. Once I picked her up, I didn't see anything because I'm just looking at, I don't know, her booze probably or her stomach. I don't know what I was looking at, dog, but you know, she's in front of me. So I'm picking her up, and all I hear is, and I'm like, what the fuck? And then I wasn't even going to drop her because he was all the way on the other side of the room, so I thought he wasn't even going to come. I was just going to scare her because the girl started knowing that we were doing it. Next thing you know, I feel myself going down. I was like, oh shit, because he grabbed her head and brought her down. I was like, boo. Because this was one that we were trying to get, but she was like, you ain't going to get me. So the moment she turned around and I did the symbol just to scare her, and Tony, dude, that was the fastest I ever seen that guy sprint. He literally went from the back of the room, ran to the front.
Hey, and we I'm 320 pounds like a gazelle, though.
But that was our story. Okay, continue the Dudley death trap.
So the 3D, as you can see, the 3D was pivotal in my youth.
Mm-hmm. And in your
it was just awesome when they put people through tables with the 3D and
Mae Young.
everybody, Trish Stratus, everybody. Everybody went through the table with a 3D, right? My second one, I don't know which one I should go first. I guess my second one would be The Last Ride, because I was like, took a power bomb.
Yeah.
You took a power bomb and you made it higher.
Yeah, that's high awesome. Altitude.
And that also represented the Last Ride represented an era where it was the Attitude Era, right? But it was the Undertaker, and he's like, fuck your, you know, fuck the 90s gimmick of the, you know, Undertaker. I'm the American Badass, and I'm going to fuck. It was like really one of the few times that he really reinvented himself. And for me, that The Last Ride represented everything. It just represented everything for that era. And he rode a motorcycle. That was badass. And Kid Rock was his theme song.
And then the Biscuit.
And then Biscuit.
Oh, it was Limp. Yeah, and then Limp Bizkit, right. And then my most favorite one, which is going to sound crazy, but the torture rack. Yo.
Oh, where?
Oh, hell yeah.
When Lex Luger would put people in a torture, it looked painful. The way that their bodies were bent, and he would, you know, like lift, like flex his muscles, flex his arms up and down. And you would just see, like, if you look at the YouTube videos, I'm almost positive there's never been a time where someone went into a torture rack and fought it. Like, you know, like did the I'm almost about to tap out thing. Like, as soon as you put you in a torture rack, you were tapping out. That was it. Like, niggas didn't even want to be in the torture rack for pretend. And, like, that was dope to me. I thought that was, to me, like I said, it's my favorite move to this day. The torture rack. Shout out Lex Luger.
Yeah, I can appreciate the torture rack. If you go on my YouTube page, you can see me. No, nigga, the torture rack, nigga. If you go on my YouTube page, you can see me defeating fucking Midget Triple H with the torture rack, nigga.
Fuck you.
Okay, why was Triple H a midget?
It's CAW I saw.
That's Josh, nigga.
Why did you make him a midget, man?
I didn't make him. It was a CAW I found. I just typed in a mini, and this is what I got.
he looked like one of the fucking dwarves from the freaking Hobbit, dog.
Yeah, but he was totally Triple H.
Take it out.
That's hilarious.
Major pedigree. That's fucked up.
Oh my god, I pedigreed a kid well, I want to say a kid. We were both kids, but I
pedigreed
my friend on top of the washer and dryer, and we didn't have enough height, so basically he just dropped. So it's like, bling, that's all you heard. And it was on his face because I had his arms. So, but he came out all right. He had a big nose, so I'm pretty sure that hit first.
Dang. just like Triple H.
Mm-hmm. People get fucked up by pedigrees. It was later that we found out that you're supposed to let the arms go.
Yeah.
Arms just,
yeah.
Spike the guy.
I didn't let the arms grow. But
grow?
Yeah. I didn't let the arms.
Like Piccolo.
Go. Hey, if Shawn Michaels got pedigree with his arms still held, and he sold the shit out of that one.
He turned out okay.
Yeah. He turned out great.
Shawn Michaels got pedigreed with his arms still held and became a Christian. That should tell you something.
Actually, I got a story, too, about a botched move. One time, I knew this kid who was... This is embarrassing as shit. I was about a sophomore in high school. Mm-hmm. And, I tried F5-ing one of my friend's little brother. We were outside. I don't know why, but you know, when he does the F5 and he goes, you know, I got him on my shoulders.
Sound like a white girl that's about to start crying, telling a really bad story.
Oh yeah, well, you sound like a fucking asshole.
I learned it from you, nigga.
That's gross. You saw my asshole? That's fucking disgusting.
Ew, faggot.
You're the one over here. Anyways, so I did it. Boom, the F5 comes out. Bang, bing, bang. I fucking, like, I don't know what happened, but he, like, slipped all the way, and he just ended up hitting his head on the fucking sidewalk.
Oh.
And the next thing I know, I was like, shit.
Exactly.
That's the end of the story, really.
All right, so
my friends never let me live it down to this day.
They shouldn't. I fucking hate
them.
Yeah, fuck them. So we're going to go with mines now. Number three, and these go hand in hand, the Swanton Bomb and the Frog Splash.
Five star or not five star? Mm-hmm.
There's only two Frog Splashes I like. So when it comes to the Swanton Bomb, it's just fucking Jeff Hardy. There's all these people try to do their own versions, like the Kenton Bomb. No, Jeff Hardy forever would be the master of the Swanton Bomb.
You're going to say D'Lo Brown's.
And Pain Pills.
The Lowdown?
No, yeah. Even though the Lowdown is kind of fun to do, but no. The five-star Frog Splash, and then Eddie Guerrero. But...
Every Eddie Guerrero when he debuted in the WWE, because that's where he got the soft splash from.
Thank you, D-Black knows my whole fucking history.
Yeah, that I do. One. I researched, nigga.
Like, Eddie Guerrero was... He mastered the Frog Splash, but when he debuted it with the Radicals, oh my god, that shit was like... the coolest fucking Frog Splash I ever seen in my life. I don't know if it was because he was super excited or maybe he almost tripped off the damn rope, but that shit looked dope.
Cocaine.
It's the mullet.
Pain pills. Jeff Hardy has a nice coke addiction.
Jeff Hardy.
And number two, because Shawn it was just Michaels. Always fun to do, and whenever I play my nephew in the epic match of Macho Man versus Hulk Hogan, I just like the immortal leg drop. It's just a fun, stupid thing to do. Just the fact that that thing is... It was, like, so, like, oh my god, the immortal leg... Just, like, people go crazy for the people's elbow. It's just an elbow, but... I don't know. It's just fun for me, so...
Did you really just say one of your top favorite moves was the
yes,
fucking
he did.
Hulk Hogan leg drop?
I didn't say what was more damaging, nigga. I was just like...
I would've
the atomic
leg drop. Over that one.
Brother.
Really,
why.
Really, really off lane. Shout out to Scott Hall and the Razor's Edge.
Yeah. Yes, big shout out
word.
To
that. Nigga, if you were going to say a leg drop, nigga, you should have said the fucking Harlem Hangover from Booker T, nigga.
Oh, Jesus.
He does a front flip with it.
I said shout why, because I have fun doing it, all right? And over-exaggerating the fucking move. Now, let's go to my number one. Bitches. The Stunner.
Yes,
right. The Stunner.
It's the Deborah. Stunner. It's Furby the Stone Cold Stunner. That was my finishing move when I was doing freaking wrestling. But I had to give up to fucking Mikey Ripwreck because he did so many variations of the Stunner. And my favorite Stunner was when he did it to The Rock. And it was not just because The Rock sold it like crazy, but because they did a spin move with it. And that, remember Tony, that's what I did with my Stunner. I always spinned with it. I didn't just drop you right there. I spin with it. You had to spin with me. So it's like a dance, nigga. We were just dancing. Yeah, yeah. So that was my number one, Stone Cold Stunner. You know I wanted to throw the GTS in there, but I didn't.
Yeah, honorable mention GTS. Yeah.
So, do you guys consider the Twist of Fate a finisher move?
No,
it is
I, honorable not, mention it was the Michinoku Driver.
It was Matt Hardy's finishing move.
Hey, honorable mention the Impaler.
Yeah,
the Michinoku Driver.
Who else did? Wait, the Impaler? Oh no, Edge did the downward spiral.
Yeah, that was Gangrel's DDT and shit. Yo, that shit. Yeah, that was a good ass DDT. Yeah,
I'm surprised he didn't say the Crippled Crossface, yo.
I would, but it wasn't really like super special. Oh,
I'm surprised he didn't say 10 German suplexes back to back.
Did he ever finish anyone with the German suplex?
Nope.
No.
Nah, never.
Shout out. Awesome. My favorite move is the the new check. The new Jack forehead. Shout out to his forehead with all those cuts and scars.
From all the razors, nigga.
Yeah, shout out to his fucking
honorable mission to the border toss from Hernandez, nigga. Because he really just tossed your ass halfway across the ring.
Shout out to the cop killer.
Shout out to Tajiri's kick. That shit was the ball, yo.
Yeah, that shit sound hard as fuck, nigga. I ain't wanna
get the buzzsaw kick.
Shout out to anybody who actually still does an electric chair drop.
Oh, definitely.
shout out to Stone Cold's Luthes Press.
Yes. You know,
he's gonna hold kept it.
Oh, that's Shout out to the money shot.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the real money shots.
I guess, yeah, that too.
Shout out to what the fuck's this shit's name? Christy Mack, nigga.
Shout out to the Taz and the Taz.
Christy Mack isn't a finisher.
Let's not go to porno.
Oh, yes, she is,
right,
nigga.
Yes, she is.
Oh, haha, you get it. Shout out to Velvinus. Wherever you may be, Valvinus, keep tweeting about libertarianism and smoke. Marijuana. That's really
all he tweets about, yeah.
Libertarianism and marijuana, and how he feeds his daughters hemp cookies.
So earlier, Tony, I, and Josh all told the story of when we did a move back in our days. Move. Yeah. Do you guys did anything back? Like Travis mentioned when he was wrestling with his brother. Anybody else?
I already told you, I got a scar on my left knee because my cousin and I were wrestling and there was like a table in my room. I had a room that wasn't being used, so we just had like a plastic table.
I know.
No, we just had like a plastic table and thing there, and then we were wrestling on top of it. And for some reason, I went for a schoolboy pin. And he just kicked the shit out of me, and I flew halfway across the room and landed on the fucking euro.
That's when I was like, what the fuck, was he like huge or something?
Then I hurt my knee, and I still have that scar till this day. Yeah, I still have a scar.
Well, you can tell that to the ladies. It'd be a fun battle scar that you could tell them. Just don't mention the school.
Like, yeah, I took a schoolboy.
No. Tell something like you defending some girl's honor.
Nigga, I got tripped by Youngin when I was playing tag, and I got a scar on my knee from that shit.
No.
Yeah.
Yo, alright. Here's a funny story. It's kind of fucked up, though.
Here's a fucked up funny story, all right. Everybody.
Alright. Me, my brother, and our friend Chris, like, we would, like, do all the wrestling moves. He was, because we were, like, the only ones who watched wrestling, because, you know, apparently, hood black kids weren't allowed to watch wrestling.
Ain't that about a bitch? Because
my mom said that was that white boy shit.
Ain't that about a bitch?
Anyway, so we're doing shit, and like my friend Chris decides that he wants moonsault, right? So he stands on this block where this it's like a flagpole stand, and he jumps and. Like, the flag thing gets caught on his nuts while he tries to do a moonsault, and he ripped his testicles out.
What?
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
That is some white boy shit.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
See, your mama was trying to
protect you. It was disgusting and funny. I was like, oh, shit. And he was like, yo, are those my balls?
No, I don't believe this story. I don't want to believe it.
Yo, you want me to hit the dude up?
No.
No, I don't want you.
We would like to.
No, I'm not gonna tell the nigga. See you a picture of the scar where he got his testicles sewn back.
You're telling me that his balls were literally detached from his body.
One of them was like hanging. It was hanging out. It was still connected to his body. It was just like hanging out of his nutsack.
Did y'all not watch the intro before wrestling when it would be like, please don't try this at home?
Who the fuck lets this?
You know, I have the whole original one memorized, word for word.
Please give it to us right now.
Oh, I should have mentioned the awesome bomb, right now. Yo.
The original one that they used to play during like 2000?
Yes.
Nah, I forgot it. No, I'm kidding. Wait, wasn't it like, bodies battered?
Nigga, you
career,
the
was it? You careers ended in an instant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was like different ones, that's why.
When I threw Shane against the thing, I thought
it was like, careers ended in an instant. Yes, this is entertainment, but the hazards are real. How's he able to stand is what I want to know.
I suplexed Shane.
This is awesome.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah, because they have like those little sound bites between it.
And the rock
bodies says, battered.
Try this at home, kids.
You jabba dabba, bitch.
The Rock says you're gonna try this at home and hurt your little asses.
I like how people didn't start like they didn't try it at home. Like, they tried it in school. And I was like, don't try it at home or anywhere else. don't even try it.
Oh, by the way, we should totally do an episode on theme songs.
We should. Yeah. I'm gonna write that
number
down.
One, easily, Mr. Fucking Perfect.
Hold on.
Easily.
Let's
do it now. Oh, no, I think didn't we just take an hour talking about this?
I think so.
Yeah, we can't.
Nigga, I ain't get to tell my wrestling story, nigga.
Oh, excuse me, D-Bag. Nigga,
I suplexed that bitch at Wendy's, nigga. Just like last week, nigga, I suplexed the bitch at Wendy's.
Before anything, is Rex still here? Because I haven't heard a peep from him.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right,
yo, man, it snows up to my chin.
Yo, because back then when I was a kid, yo, this was like me and my cousins, yo, we always like the fucking, we like seeing the fucking Swanton Bomb and shit, nigga. Uh-huh. So we was like bouncing on the bed trying to emulate that shit.
Mm-hmm. Emulate.
And me and, well, my cousins could do that shit, nigga, but I couldn't get the full rotation on the flip. So I would try the thing like three times in a row and I would land right on my head. Yo, that shit hurt.
Coordinated ass nigga.
Eat a dick.
Damn. Eat a bag of dicks.
A sack of baby dicks, nigga.
Motherfucker.
Jesus. That's just worse. Just because it's babies. That's awful. Why you even go there, Travis?
That was Snoop Dogg, nigga.
Anyway.
That was Snoop.
D-Black,
continue.
Yeah, that's it?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, that's it.
You know, that's how my stories go, nigga.
Nigga, this one time, me, Youngin, and the Sauce Boss, Hooksy Collins, went to go get some coffee, nigga. And, well, we didn't like the coffee, so we got ice cream instead.
Pretty much. The end.
And his balls were hanging out.
You know, it'd be fitting if that happened to Val Venus one day. Like, in his dress, like, that would be fitting if that happened. Like, oh, yeah. Remember when Val Venus was supposed to get his dick chopped off?
Yep.
Yeah, choppy, like choppy, pee-pee. Choppy, choppy, pee-pee.
Remember when WWE was very racially insensitive?
Damn, it's supposed to snow all day?
Yeah, I miss those days.
We're going to have 24 hours of snow.
I thought you was about to say 24 inches, nigga. I was like, no.
Can you dig it, nigga?
Every time my mom's like, is it going to snow? The first thing that comes to my mind.
Whoa, I didn't know Cody Rhodes has such a hot wife. What?
Yeah, his hot.
Oh, that black chick?
Oh my
that bitch
god.
Is fine.
Yeah,
Brandi Rhodes?
I would totally show her my cross.
Jesus, she's fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, what's her name? Brandi Rhodes.
Brandi Rhodes with an eye. Damn, she's fucking hot.
B R A N D I Rhodes.
Freaking my kind what's her of name? Woman.
She's the Cody Rhodes likes the chocolate?
Oh my god, mad respect to Cody. What up, dog?
I see
you. Wow, I'm saying his wife. His wife.
Cody.
He's right,
huh? Damn, Cody, Cody Rhodes is now the son of a plumber.
Cody, I still heard some of plumber.
Cody, it was that porn stash. It worked.
Apparently, Cody Rhodes is one of the few guys who looks like a generally nice guy. Nah, fuck him.
That's why I never took him serious as a heel. Even with the mask. With the mask, I took him. Like, he was legit. Like, he used to piss me off every week.
Have you guys seen Mick Foley's daughter?
No. I saw her in the documentary. Was that that? That's where I saw her.
Like, yeah. Now. She's pretty. She's not hot, but she can get it. She can get it.
I want to see.
Oh, did anybody see Batista's daughter's tape?
Yeah.
That wasn't her.
It was whack. It was like 5 minutes.
It wasn't his daughter.
Wait, what's going on here? Batista's daughter? What?
Batista's daughter had not a sex tape. Well, yeah, pretty much a sex tape. But it was literally like 5 minutes.
Yeah, but wasn't it like not his daughter, though?
No, it was.
It was? He has a daughter?
I know, right?
Mick Foley's daughter looks like one of those like rich socialite type chicks that you smash just to tell everybody you did.
Athena, that's our star. That's her name.
Like Nick, yeah, Athena Bautista.
That's her name, Athena Bautista.
Athena Bautista.
What y'all talking about? She's sucking this nigga's dick.
This bitch.
Let's do a play-by-play. Athena.
It's on Worldstar. She's yeah. Yo, who is this nigga? Who is this nigga in the bed getting his dick sucked by Batista's daughter?
It's Randy Orton.
Oh, he's hit.
Damn it, Orton. Hey, Viper strikes again.
But he's looking at the camera. He's hitting it, but he's looking at the camera.
That's what you're supposed to do.
looking at the camera.
Hey, this nigga's lame as hell. He's in between her legs, but he's got his legs straight out. He's lame as fuck. He don't know what
he's planking.
He's planking.
That nigga planking in the pussy?
Planking on that pussy.
This dude is terrible.
He's a diving board in that pool.
He's unleashing the animal. I'm not afraid of Batista's daughter.
Oh, he's getting on her back, though.
He's getting it in, but he's looking
at the camera. This guy's getting the play-by-play. This nigga's getting on her back.
I would
have fucking.
No, he's fucking white. Hispanic or white. He gave her the Batista bomb or some shit.
She don't look bad, though.
Yeah. She can get it.
Yeah.
Gave her the Batista bust.
That shit was weak. That bitch, come on now.
This is still like.
She could have made some money off that.
Loser.
He's looking at the. That's what I said.
Yo, and that was when Batista was still wrestling when that shit came out, too. Shit. Well, the first time.
Oh, shit. So, that was around for years?
We'll put a link to
2010, nigga.
Oh my god.
His daughter's fucking. She's kind of fat. Let's be honest here. Like,
she's kind of fat.
Excuse me. I would just like to point out that Tony Centrino did not say that, Batista. That's some other nigga on this motherfucker.
Yes, Batista.
Because he's not going to come over here and slap me upside the head. I'll shoot him.
Nigga, Batista ain't chasing nobody in his skinny jeans.
Nope. Them damn skinny jeans. Anyway, do a sit down powerbomb.
I'm still more amazed by Brandi Rhodes here because
Do you guys see the comment on the top comment on the Batista daughter thing is, damn, that nigga came quick.
He was on a stage.
Is it for real?
Hold on.
Brandi Rhodes.
That's like the first thing you see.
Oh, yeah, it is. The damn show is 9 days ago. George Z. Damn. That
George name Zimmerman?
I don't rate George Z.
Oh, hence why he used the word nigga.
That nigga came faster than my gun.
Should have gave her the Batista bomb.
Damn, that nigga fell harder than... Oh, never mind.
The video is better.
The video is better because you know whose daughter is getting smashed.
Seriously,
Big
though.
D should have been whipping his monkey ass as soon as the video hit.
Quick side note, y'all. How much would y'all pay to hear JR do commentary on this video right here?
Oh, God almighty.
I would pay at least $12.
I would make at
least $12.
At least $12.
I will start a Kickstarter just pay for this woman to make that happen.
Some of the females' comments on this video are kind of sad.
Yeah, she said I would beat his ass up if he...
She said, how the fuck he white, but his dick black?
Damn, she's got a fucking dirty asshole. That's gross. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the female audience at Worldstar.
Hey, this bitch said for a white nigga, he got a big dick. These bitches are crazy.
Is it all it takes? Like, I'm just gonna start putting my fucking cock up on World Star. See what happens.
Wait, I would just like to point out. Wait, let me just give y'all this last.
Oh one. My god, this nigga got completely naked. And this bitch kept all her clothes on. What a loser!
Caramel. Two years ago, Caramel said, "Damn, he didn't even give her head back." Then it was only 5 minutes sex.
Yeah, damn.
Then
damn, Ron Simmons. Responded, damn,
actually 4 minutes. These bitches are shady, man. These bitches out here trying to fuck niggas up.
Hold on. Look at this comment. Dude, you serious? That short sex video guy didn't last 5 minutes and he nutted on her? Dude, suit up if you have to. You don't nut on your girlfriend. You nut in her.
What?
Oh my God. That was such a...
That was a stupid comment.
Well here's comment one comment. Her dad is a Speedo-wearing dummy and she a whore. What fucking family picture? There you go.
There's a comment from The Undertaker. It says, "That man is a dead man."
Keep rolling, rolling.
And then there's one from Mr. There's one from Mr. Yamaguchi. It says, "Sucky, sucky, his pee." What the fuck?
And there's one from Kayatai. Indeed.
Osmo said head.
And then the one from fucking the one from Ron Simmons. Damn.
Damn.
And here comes Perry Saturn. You're welcome.
The one from Perry Saturn. Which one's the guy? The one from the Eddie Guerrero. Nothing.
Boppy.
This comment was deleted.
Let's see.
Yeah, but his
wow. Comment. Who takes the time to write out a fucking paragraph comment on a fucking World. 5 minute sex video?
Oh, pornologist.
So, niggas on World Star. That's who.
It sounds like somebody from Philly who wrote this comment. Yo, this boy corny as shit. It's like she getting a real quick feel good, and that was if he was black. The black dude would have taped that shit and it would have been longer and she would have been screaming and coming and squirting everywhere. But Batista, my man, I'm sorry for him.
Wait.
Yeah, but Batista's my man. I feel sorry for him having a smart ass daughter dropping a sex tape. Can't she get attention doing something else, then go and have the nerve to want and drop even more? That's making you more of a dumbass. It's a real shame. Shaking my fucking damn head. Oh, I thought it was shaking my fucking damn head.
Yo, this guest said, "Shit ain't playing, my nigga. Hawaii, stand up and jack off to his chiha."
I'll at your boy, nigga. She took one for the fucking island.
And I repeat, shit ain't playing, my nigga. Hawaii, stand up and jack off to this. Chi who? It's the second comment from the bottom. I swear to God.
And there's one that says Batista's gonna spine bust to this kid when he sees this.
Oh, fuck. Oh, nigga, how do I shout out some porno video comments? Nigga, like,
wait, there's two above that one.
It still involves wrestling.
Fuck Soulja Boy and Lil B. They gay. Wow. Suck my dick. Sucks.
I know, yeah, it's I just cool. Saw that.
And I'm going to end that off on the Rick Rude theme song. Oh, yeah. Shit just got sexy. All right, I'm done.
How do you post as a guest on this shit?
To that nigga
you
dead.
Just, yeah, you just don't log in.
That nigga dead.
Because I've been posting the same comment like a bunch of times, and I'm not getting. It says, "Please enter." Oh, please enter an email address.
Then it can track you. Like, nigga, you serious?
ChrisBenoit@gmail.com.
See, blew his lead in less than 5 minutes. We didn't even get to see her tits. All we saw was his cock and his white ass.
See, sort of saw her ass,
and that's it.
This existed. Is there any other sex tapes of?
You guys should.
Ask D-Black. He up on everything.
You guys should refresh the page. Just do it.
Let's see. They got the shit with nigga. Oh yeah.
No, it's still gonna be you know like wrestling or like is there like a
wrestling shit?
Just read the newest comment on the Batista
does
video.
Deborah got a sex tape.
No, yeah, they had the bondage.
Nope,
shit.
Doesn't show up. Doesn't show up for me.
Wait. They had the fucking bondage shit with Shelly Martinez, aka Ariel, back.
Yeah, but that was really nuts. That was nothing.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever see the Mickey James pictures back before?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mickey James is hot.
Well, since we're talking about
Which movie is Val Venus before Val Venus?
Nigga? Since we're talking about this, we might as well just post this since we're talking about porn.
Hello, ladies.
Remember the times when divas did Playboy magazines?
Think about it, yo. How would you feel if, like, you had the...
Turn that shit there you off. Go.
Yo, but how would you feel if you had the radio on, right, and you getting busy with your lady and whatnot, and Ken Shamrock's theme music goes on?
I get that bitch the ankle. I get my face.
Wait. I want to know what radio station plays the wrestling themes, because I want to listen to that all day.
It's probably- nah, nigga, because I have like a media server set up, so my stereo plays whatever's on my computer.
Ah, okay, well.
Yeah. If you put that shit on shuffle and then the Kim Shamrock theme comes on, you're like,
Then you get it in harder. That should give you motivation.
So that's when you tear that ass up.
Exactly. You start making the Kim Shamrock face. Don't he look like cross-eyed when he's screaming and shit?
You know what I liked about Kim Shamrock's promos? He could never understand what emotion he wanted to portray.
Never. He used to come out serious and then he gets to the stairs. And he's just fierce.
I remember when he was having the triple threat match with the Mankind and the Rock. He's like, I came here in this exact tone of voice. I'm very, it looks like lately I've been getting burned. I came here to be the champ. I'm like, poor Ken.
That sounds like the Just Bring It commentary.
Exactly.
Ken Shamrock came here to be the World Wrestling Federation champion.
To be the puppy.
Hey, you know who got
oh
a
my God.
You know who got
DDP
a good theme song?
Is taking a beating.
Everyone's
you know, next. You know who got a good theme song though? Santino. Real talk.
Santino.
That nigga's really had the same fucking theme song since he first hopped up in the WWE.
If Emma was in your face doing that stupid fucking dance, would you still hit?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Who the fuck is Emma?
Absolutely. She's an Australian. She has a nice accent. I would do it.
I need somebody link me to who the fuck Emma is.
Josh, the girl who's doing the stupid side-to-side arm dance.
She's basically doing what everybody was doing to the Fandango dance.
Yep.
Just to the sides now.
Modified.
Everyone should come out to Godfather's theme song.
Everyone just, should be a Godfather.
Just for the record, RVD got the greatest theme song ever.
His TNA theme?
Yeah, his TNA theme was the shit.
Rob Van Dam! The whole effing show! The whole effing show!
I didn't like it.
It was stupid as shit.
Rob Van Dam!
That's all it is. It's just yelling. Rob Van Dam!
ECW and WWECW, yeah. That
there
one?
You go.
Yeah.
Don't act like y'all ain't doing the thumbs thing right now, because everyone's doing them.
I'm not, because my hand's on my controller, Nikki.
Oh, thank God it's on your controller, not on something else.
I'm not, because my hands is on my Vita.
Is that what you call it these days? You nasty motherfucker.
Damn it, you got me. You
yep.
didn't kill it.
Yep.
You guys are some perverts.
Hey, I got a question, because you guys were watching wrestling in 05, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what I need to know, because apparently this is a thing. In 05, was Christian really over?
Because
a lot of like the reports like about the Christian who was supposed to get a push and why he quit, and I'm like, was he really over?
Well, at the time, he had Tomko. That was after, because it all started when Trish kind of joined him in WrestleMania 20, which was in 04. And then he had Tomko, and then he just had, I forgot who else joined him for a brief time.
Man, he had Trish, nigga.
But
yeah.
Apparently he was over. Like, apparently, like, I heard, like, reports that, he was really over. And
he was.
Oh, where?
Yeah, his really, merchandise sells, so they offered him a mad big contract, but he was like, nah.
And he had a cool theme song.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, bitching. You know, punk? CM Punk.
Hey, I'm out on this one. This is my last theme song. I'm out. I'm gonna go get some food. I'm hungry.
Yeah,
it's 11 o'clock.
Oh shit!
Hey. You don't fuck with Jimi Hendrix. I can't even fucking talk to you. So. Come on, man. When Hollywood came out to this shit, stop.
Stop. More leg drop.
Oh, except they edited all the old DVDs where you had this theme song and now he uses the real American shit.
Yeah.
That real American bullshit.
I
bet you white people love that shit, man. I bet you white people love that shit.
Patriarchy is shit. So, as you know, it's time for y'all to give your shout outs right now. Because we're about to close this stuff up. So say the stupidest shit you can say, because I know you want to say it.
Alright,
shout out to... Are you kidding? Really?
There's too much sound effects going on.
It's the Mr. Perfect song.
That's a perfect shout out music.
Shout out to Michael McGillicuddy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, shout out to Michael McGillicuddy, nigga. Cause, not the real Michael McGillicuddy, but the nigga in my shit, nigga. My WWE shit. Some big plans coming for him come WrestleMania, nigga. Spoiler alert. Alright, that's my shout out, nigga. Well, shout out to JTG.
No, that's it, dog. You're done. Who else? Well, you start shouting out the whole world. Just everybody say your goodbyes, man. I'm about to end this shit right now.
I ain't got to say no goodbyes. I'm just happy that there is an actual third installment of this. And exactly. I'll be happy if there is
a fourth. Nigga, this is the fourth installment.
You just
It's the fourth. Okay, sorry. I lost complete track of episodes. Sorry, it's a very busy show. I read articles and I'm like co-host, I guess. And
yeah,
I was in the middle of watching fucking Car Fight Vanguard for whatever.
I don't care what you were doing, but when I say One Tree Hill assemble, we assemble.
OTH.
Hey. I just want, Tony, I just want to give a shout out to Sidewalks. Thanks for keeping me off the streets. I would also like to give a big, big shout out to all the homeowners, the girls that got diplomas and enough money to loan us. And,
ours.
Yeah, and just shout out to my mama for giving birth to me, because without her, I wouldn't be here.
Exactly. So, literally.
Shout out to my.
No, you had to do the Justin Bieber. You had to do the Justin Bieber. I want to thank God, but not only God, but Jesus.
Yeah.
Dumb motherfuckers.
Jesus.
Anybody else got to say?
Shout out to my parents for not using a condom.
Shout out to Bin Laden. Nah.
Shout out to Bin Laden. Your body can't be found.
Shout out to Nez, who will start a One Tree Hill Facebook page as soon as I say it.
Yes.
Yeah. Shout out to Mae Young, RIP.
Yes.
Shout out to
Uncle Phil.
Uncle Phil. What the fuck, nigga? No, my uncle's name is Moses. Shout out to
Matt freaking Hardy.
Oh, shout out to what's that nigga name? Shout out to the fuck's his name? Someone give me his name.
That freaking Hardy.
Eduardo.
I can keep saying that shit.
My head's going away here. God damn it. Fuck. Shout out to D-Black for making those videos that nobody watches.
Hey, I watched them.
I know, I actually do watch them all the time.
Rex Travis.
Oh, nigga, it got 70 views. Fuck the bullshit, nigga.
Hey, shout out to Sheep for always being like, bye.
Shout out to the Sheep for fucking people's asses and making them
humble. Rex Travis. Yeah,
shout out to the Sheep that be in the big city, nigga.
D-Black.
Sheep in the big city, holy shit.
What's up, shout out to the Snow for making me hate Winder all over again.
Winder.
Shout out to the negative 4-degree weather. They can eat a dick, honestly. Mm-hmm. Yo, shout out to the people at the fucking tire place overcharging me for my winter tires. Thank you and fuck you. Shout out to the mechanic who wouldn't pass my truck for an inspection. I hope you get AIDS.
Jesus.
And shout out to my GM for getting engaged and letting her boyfriend do her up the butt on my suggestion.
That's what we do.
Rex. Oh.
You know what I should have dropped on that the whole time? The Funk Flex Bomb.
That was a Rex Bomb.
Yeah.
The what?
Ooh. That was last Rex one. Bomb. Nigga, shout out to Brandy Rhodes.
Yes. Shout out to Brandy Rhodes.
Oh my God, you're so fine.
Shout out to Brandy Rhodes.
Rex.
Hey, shout out to my dog that just farted.
Shout out to your dog that just farted. I mean, you know what it is.
Shout out to Melina for doing splits, nigga.
Shout out
and
to
Melina for doing splits.
No, it's just Rex left, man. How am I going to end this without Rex saying something?
No.
That's it. We're done, ladies and gentlemen.
And we're done. That's it.
Catch us next time on One Tree Hill. With thank you for listening to us again, and please tell your friends.
Please, nigga.
Please.
Please, nigga.
Because these guys love.
Shout out to Allah
to talk rest.
Oh, and go to youtube.com/user/dblack25 and watch me beat the shit out of Midget Triple H.
Mm-hmm. And stay tuned because we're gonna have a page now because Manny requested it. Demands
no,
it.
Because you mentioned it, and it's a good business decision.
It's good for business.
It is absolutely.
It might be shout good out. For business, but is it best for business?
Shut up.
Shout out to Leo DiCaprio in Inception for not leaving that bitch alone and making a memory of her.
Absolutely. Doesn't it depress anybody that he's actually dreaming in the end of the movie?
He's not. No, he's not. So
he doesn't. He doesn't have the ring on. So that's how you know he's not dreaming.